Welcome, dumbheads, to Mega Dumbcast's Summer Superhero Countdown. Last season on MDC, I read every goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited RPG, identifying the dumbest thing on each page. Now, to finish the job and lead into the next full season of MDC, I will be rating the additional categories of superhero found in Heroes Unlimited supplements. I'll be discussing one power category per day until the first day of summer in ascending order of dumbness. Now, let's get to the countdown with today's category. All right, let me set the scene. We're talking about the second dumbest Heroes Unlimited non-core power category today. I'm in the trailer. I'm in the studio. It's very hot. I've just recorded pretty much the entire rest of this countdown in one sitting. Last time, I talked about the eugenics hero, a terrible category, a long category, a category that was painful to talk about, so much to say and yet so little to say. It's a power category that never needed to exist. It was 20 pages of repeating something that we had already seen and that I already talked about. Remember, whenever I talk about repeated material on this podcast, I'm talking not just about something I saw once in a rule book. I'm talking about material that I already saw in a rule book when I was young, practically memorized over the course of revisiting over childhood, read again for a podcast, and then did a separate podcast episode about one episode per page just like last year. To now be forced to revisit it is like a vinegar sop. It is like a serpent's tooth, a pain so bitter it feels like it couldn't be any worse. And now here we are the next day, and I've got the same goddamn problem with another power category. Today we're discussing the Super Soldier, which is on page 76 of Powers Unlimited 2. Let me just give you the author's own incriminating words. Quote, "As part of the original experiment power category, players could opt to build a Super Soldier character. That option has now been expanded into a whole power category of its own, with more detail, a larger variety of new super abilities, and options for your Super Soldier character." So, once again, we have something that comes from the experiment power category, this time even with the same name. There already is a Super Soldier option, but we've just decided to add some new shit to it. So what did we do? Add it to the table? No. No, of course not. Of course not. Fuck you. No, we did a whole new power category. This power category, like all of them, of course, requires us to discuss the 8 attributes. The step at the beginning of every power category where we say, do this the exact way we told you to at the beginning of the core book, you ignoramus, you fucking numbskull. How we repeat those instructions every time, often including the verbatim same warning that you shouldn't worry about rolling low stats. Why do you keep bringing it up? When someone tells me not to worry about something at the beginning of every section of 2 different books that they wrote, that tells me one thing, I should fucking worry. Then we talk about hit points and SDC. How could we not? This isn't like you're playing an experiment character. You're playing a slightly modified experiment character. So here, in this 96-page book, let me spend a paragraph repeating the exact same steps for generating SDC and hit points. In much the same way that this podcast episode threatens to be exactly the same as the last podcast episode. That's not my fault. That's Heroes Unlimited. Because at Palladium, the editors, the writers, they're wizards. They looked into the future with that temporal magic shit that we read about in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Other Strangeness. They saw that someone was going to try to do a daily podcast about their goddamn book, and so they thought, how do we kill it? How do we kill the podcast? Well, he's podcasting about everything on every page, so why don't we just keep writing the same fucking thing on every page until he dies? Well, I'm not going down like that. We're not going to go through the whole rigmarole with this. This is just the Super Soldier subsection of the experiment power category that we already talked about, expanded into a whole power category so that we can reprint or otherwise reskin virtually everything from the experiment category. We're going to ignore that, and instead, we're going to focus on the few dumbest things, and then maybe we'll have like a little bit of free time. Maybe I'll have just like a little time to play around. I could use a break. I've been in this trailer 3.5 hours now. I could use a stretch. Maybe, you know what? Maybe we'll do at the end. We'll do a 5-minute episode and then just 10 minutes of me just having a fucking smoke. How about that? You can sit with me on the step outside the trailer. That'll be like a Patreon reward. Is I'll just set up a webcam and it's just me just smoking a cigarette. Just looking sad. Okay, so things that are original. Things we can talk about. New podcast content. Let's get it moving. There's a table for background. Not for the character, but for the experiment itself. This is different from the experiment section because as we know from the main run of the podcast, the experiment section could be anything. It could be like they were trying to cure your hair loss and they accidentally gave you the ability to command the element of sulfur. Could be anything, right? They weren't necessarily trying to create a super being. Here, with the Super Soldier, they definitely were. So they've got this interesting table about, hey, how's the experiment going? What is the likelihood of successfully replicating it? This is a problem because conceptually, like, the only difference between this version of the Super Soldier and the version in the core book is that this version is, like, a reliable procedure. Then they give you this table, and on this table, there's a 70% chance that it can't be readily replicated. So fuck that. That's one difference between the two that turns out not to be a difference at all. Moving on. You roll for superpowers, and on the table for superpowers, sometimes you don't quite get superpowers. Instead, you get weird modifications to your body or brain. You could maybe get some psionics. You could, in fact, choose from page after page of virtually all copy and paste from the experiment section. Or, maybe more excitingly, you could play one of the alternative types of super soldier. Instead of superpowers, you get different stuff. Like, you could have a brain implant, and so you could get, like, better vision and strength, saving throw bonuses, enhanced healing, bioregeneration, minor psionics. Look, they didn't make it interesting. Why should I make it interesting? Let's move on to the one that is interesting to me, the dumbest thing in this section. We're bypassing, by the way, this stuff that is clearly like, this is sort of like a crazy from Rifts. This is sort of like a juicer from Rifts. Hey, maybe in your campaign, this is the predecessor to playing a juicer. I don't care about any of it. It's just more recycled content. But it's not all like that. It's not all like that. We can move on to the endoskeletal replacement, the final specialty kind of super soldier. This is, as far as I know, total honest-to-God new content. And here it is. Quote, in the step between full bionics conversion or full robotics lies the augmentation known as endoskeletal replacement. Put as simply as possible, endoskeletal replacement calls for the systematic removal of all the body's tissues from the bone structure for the purpose of replacing the bones with a fully artificial robotic endoframe, complete with microservos incorporated into each of the joints and sealed compartments for each of the body's various internal organs located in the skull, ribcage, and pelvis. Good job telling me where internal organs are kept. You thought to distract me by that little bit of insipid redundancy from the fact that what you have just suggested is, in fact, what you call a, quote, endoskeletal replacement. You said that's as simply as it can be put. That's not as simply as it can be put. I think what you're referring to is a total bonectomy. I think that's what you're suggesting. I think you're suggesting that my character, rather than mere superpowers, has been enhanced with a delicate procedure in which all of his goddamn bones were removed. All of his bones were taken out. And the remaining fleshy mass, the deflated life-size balloon that is my body, is just picked up off of my wet, glistening bones and dropped onto and stitched around a framework of metal that replaces my... It's better than bones. It's better... What do you need those ribs for when we've got metal ribs? Hey, okay, I'm an idiot. Go ahead, replace my ribs with metal ribs. Just open me right up. Oh, it's not as simple as that, I'm afraid. We want to replace all your bones. What, like one at a time? Oh, no, that would be inefficient. What we're going to do is make one vertical incision down the length of the body, and then using these comically large tweezers and a hacksaw, we're going to pull out all of your bones, then put in all new bones. You see that pristine, sparkling, chromed out skeleton that we've got in the corner? That's your new bones. That's your new bones. Aren't you excited? This is so fucking stupid. For just, there's the smallest amount of original content for this power category. Just like, you can kind of be a juicer. You can kind of be a crazy from Rifts. You can have superpowers just like the experiment category. You can do everything else just like the fucking experiment category. But there's one new thing. There's one really cool new thing. How would you feel about a total bonectomy? And of course, this gives you a bunch of bonus, like heightened strength and endurance, and your bones are unbreakable and all that stuff. You know what this is? This is a bionics character. That's all that this is, only it's a bionics character with the stupidest fucking flavor. This is a reskin, if you will, of the bionics character. I mean, they couldn't even leave anything to the imagination. Oftentimes in comic books, it seems like every other day we run into a character with some kind of metal bones. Happens all the time. But we can just kind of imagine the process for the most part. Here, though, they went into excruciating detail, and it makes it so... This is by far the dumbest thing, because we know what the procedure is. We know what the steps are. Quote, with the enhancement in place, the organs are placed into their compartments and the muscles are placed over the new synthetic bones, followed by replacement of the skin and suturing by nanotech machines inside and out. So you're telling me there's a step in this process where all of my organs are removed and separately placed into separate compartments in a metal skeleton. Then once they're all in there and I guess hooked up with some kind of rubber tubing? Serial ports? I don't know what the fuck you... What do you attach a stomach to in a skeleton, a brand new fucking skeleton laying on a table. Anyway, once they're all in place, then you take off the skin from this now organless body and you take it over and you just like delicately lay it on top of the skeleton and then just like sew it on. First, we do the muscle. Don't forget the muscle first. All the muscle. At some point, you're transporting across the room just one whole person's muscles. Just all of Chris Newton's muscles in like a ball or maybe hanging on some kind of a frame, like a mannequin body or something. Just all my muscles are being rolled across the room or carried across the room to the metal skeleton where they will be individually placed onto and joined to a biology classroom style skeleton laying on a table. Oh, this is so ridiculous. It's almost worth printing this class, honestly. But here's the thing. This is like one funny, ridiculous idea. You could just print this. Just this. If you're playing a super soldier, hey, instead of superpowers, have this. One page, and done, and we're out of here. And there's no more to podcast about. As opposed to this situation where I've already gone just about to my time limit for this episode, recording about this stupid fucking power category, and all we got was bonectomy. There's no time for a smoke break now. The power category format is a terrible, wordy, bloated format for introducing like one or two ideas that could be expressed in a few paragraphs. That's what we're coming to learn from all these power categories. And you can overlook it in the ones that have like relatively a lot of good ideas. The fact that there is some wasted space, you can accept that because it's fun to read. You're getting good stuff out of it that you can use. This is a power category people would want to play. But when the proportion is so high, as it was with the Eugenics Hero and as it is here, this is like 90% material that no one needed to get one idea across, one original idea. And if that original idea is a total goddamn bonectomy, you fucked up. And it turns out you fucked up twice because guess what? The podcast isn't dead, motherfucker. I survived. Join me next time as we discuss the number one dumbest non-core Heroes Unlimited power category on Mega Dumbcast's Summer Superhero Countdown. This has been part of MDC's 2019 Summer Superhero Countdown. A new episode will drop every day through June 21st. To support the show and fund a new full season of Palladium's Beyond the Supernatural RPG, donate at patreon.com/megadumbcast. Find or contact the show wherever you want. It is Megadumbcast on Podbean, Gmail, Twitter, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all other trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This theme song, used under a Creative Commons license, is Surf Shimmy by Kevin MacLeod, whose work you can find at incompetech.com.